Which, what was that with Far Cry? Far Cry 3.
Far Cry 3.
Yeah, Far Cry 3.
I haven't played it.
Oh, alright.
Yeah. What about 2, though?
I like 2, having only played it for like 2 hours or so. It seems cool.
Does it seem like Far Cry 1?
I've never played Far Cry 1. Actually, that's a lie. I played the demo a bit. It was alright. There were helicopters that shot you if you tried swimming too far away from the island.
You're on an island then?
You're in Africa.
Yeah.
I like it so far. It doesn't necessarily feel like an open world game, I guess, but it feels like a... I don't know. It feels more like GTA than anything else, which is really strange.
Yeah, it does, but like a first-person Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't... The story's not as like... prescriptive as something like GTA. I really feel like the story is not that important, I guess.
Well,
or it's kind of doing the Half-Life thing of not really setting anything up, but you're meant to be like learning stuff from all the people around you.
Yeah, like I completed Far Cry 2. It's a long game, and like I feel like it has a good premise, but the actual nuts and bolts of what happens throughout the game isn't great.
Yeah.
Particularly, it just sort of like...
Do you mean everything that like holds everything together?
Yeah, like those two factions who are fighting each other and all the leaders and stuff. Like none of it really.
It never comes together into one cohesive whole.
No, I couldn't tell you any.
It's like you're playing the game. You're thinking, wow, this is really cool. But then after the fact, you're like, well, none of that really made any sense.
Yeah, like you feel like these are people who might exist and factions that might exist, but they just don't seem terribly important.
I don't know if it's just me so far, but I haven't really like. I haven't really, like, totally understood what I'm meant to be doing. Sometimes I'm just following checkpoints and blowing things up, and then someone comes and tells me something about factions and
that's probably because
militia
they say...
groups and...
Yeah, yeah, that's
and,
what I mean.
And
really.
Scavengers and stuff, and then I'm like, okay, I set some stuff on fire, and that was cool.
I mean, that gets down to it. Like, the main fun of the game is, like, how, like, hyper-realistic all of the violence and actions and stuff are.
Yeah, I feel like some of the guns are really deadly. Like when you like pop someone in the head with a pistol, they just drop like a sack of shit. I mean, they don't do like an elaborate death animation, they just drop down because you have just killed them.
Yeah, their muscles are no longer tensed.
Yeah.
So
it's really awesome.
Their bones don't stay in position.
I think the fire's really awesome as well. Like one of the first missions I had to go and like rescue your first buddy from like this stone shack.
Yeah.
And the game was kind of trying to advise me to scope out the area and make sure it was safe rather than just barreling in there. So I kind of tried that, and then someone saw me, so rather than retreat, I just decided to burn the settlement to the ground. And that worked quite nicely.
You grabbed a flamethrower and ran around.
Yeah, I just like, I torched some like dry grass, and eventually it caught someone else on fire, and then they ended up running towards a tree and setting that on fire. And then I think some of his buddies ran over and they all got set on fire. And eventually it was, the camp was just a flaming wreck, and I went and I kind of went and daintily opened the door to the person I was meant to be saving.
And hoping they hadn't burnt to death.
Yeah, they just kind of emerged to see this kind of completely fucked ashen wasteland of where they were being held. It was really cool.
And then did they say some dialogue which didn't have any breaks between any of the
sentences? Yeah, it was very fast. Like, they'd obviously thought a lot about what they were saying before they opened their mouth.
Yeah.
No, I like it so far, it's cool.
Apparently there were some early trailers of the game which has the same dialogue as we see in the game, just with pauses.
With
between.
Pauses, weird. Do you reckon it was some kind of...
It was either...
Some kind of weird engine workaround that was causing another problem if they didn't do that to begin with or something.
Well, they've patched it, but never fixed this problem.
Hmm.
But other people have thought, like, the game is so fucking long that... It's just...
There's, like, someone standing off... off camera the whole time, saying to the characters, like, just wind it up.
Come on.
Like, they want to go and do some shooting.
Yeah.
Stop keeping them. But,
do you reckon you're going to keep playing it for a bit?
Yeah, like, it's... I mean, we've often described the kind of trinity of Ubisoft games that were designed in this way, of this and Prince of Persia and...
Assassin's Creed,
of the games where they made the game around... They made the game mechanics first and then...
Kind of stretched.
Put a load of like kind of generic missions in afterwards.
Yeah, and it's stretched far too thin. And this is definitely one of those games. Like,
there's
25 hours of this crap, even if you don't do any kind of open world fun.
But so far, I mean, the shooting mechanics are fun, and the environment seems cool, and driving around and shooting seems good. So like mechanically, it feels better to me than those other games. So I'll keep on playing it just because that bit of it feels good.
And that's largely what kept me going through the rest of the game.
Yeah,
just. And there's a kind of natural stopping place halfway through, which you might want to stop
at. Yeah, sure. I'll see how I'm getting on with that.
Cool.